Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Fatal house fire in Hutchinson. We have the story.
Son arrested in the killing of Rob and Michelle Reiner. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
One person is dead following a house fire early Monday in Hutchinson at 56th Street and Old K61 Highway. The firefighters found a small house full of flames and the roof collapsed. Crews fought the fire from outside the home, and while fighting the blaze, firefighters learned someone might be inside. After the fire was out and debris was removed, one person was found dead. The person's name has not been released.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will hold a second reading on an ordinance calling for a public vote on a 1% city sales tax increase. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Last week, the council unanimously voted to allow the sales tax vote to be up to the hands of the individuals here in our community. So it will be the second reading of that sales tax.
Wu commenting during Mondays with the Mayor here on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Nick Reiner will be making first court appearance later today to answer to charges that he was behind the grisly murder of his dad, director and actor Rob Reiner, and his mom, Michelle. Fox's Matt Finn has an update from Brentwood, California.
Police say Nick murdered his mother and father, Rob and Michelle Reiner, at their home here in Brentwood. Now, video from the scene here shows relatives on site following the tragedy. The Los Angeles police chief confirmed that Rob Reiner's son Nick was booked on a murder charge. Now, initially, the chief said Nick was being held on $4 million bail, but now his status has been changed to no bail. 32-year-old Nick Reiner spoke openly about his struggles with drug addiction and homelessness. Law enforcement sources say there was no sign of forced entry here and that it appears the two died of knife wounds.
The investigation continues into Sunday's anti-Semitic terrorist attack on a Hanukkah festival on Australia's Bondi Beach that left at least 15 people dead. An update from Fox's Stephanie Bennett.
We're learning more information about the two suspects, a father and son. Officials say the 24-year-old son, they were searching through his car and found several improvised explosive devices as well as signs of support for ISIS. Officials are also investigating why the pair took a trip to the Philippines in recent weeks. Police named the 50-year-old father, Asaji Akram. He was shot and killed by police. His son was injured and remains hospitalized. Now, since October 7th, 2023, Australia has seen a rise in anti-Semitic attacks. The victims on Sunday ranged in age from 10 to 87 years old.
And one of the victims was a survivor of the Holocaust.
A potential terrorist attack on New Year's Eve has been blocked. Here's Fox's Kevin Cork.
The FBI and DOJ and others naming four individuals alleged members of a radical extremist pro-Palestinian group who were apparently planning a New Year's Eve bombing. Not just one, but several across the Southland. Three of the four arrested accused of bringing bomb-making materials to a campsite in the Mojave Desert for testing. The alleged planned attacks were intended to be coordinated across five separate locations again throughout the Southland. Assistant U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley identifying the individuals as Audrey Carroll, Zachary Aaron Page, Dante Gaffield, and Tina Lai.
The group also reportedly planning to attack ICE agents and vehicles. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have some hoops action. We have the Shocker women at home in just a few hours. And then we got the KU men tonight in Lawrence, so we'll preview those games coming up in sports.
Eight killed in the latest boat strikes. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. We are at 27 degrees. Eight alleged narco terrorists were killed Monday in U.S. strikes on three suspected drug vessels in the Eastern Pacific. U.S. Southern Command said in a social media post that the strikes, among about two dozen conducted in the region since early September, were ordered by the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth.
The alleged gunman behind Saturday's mass shooting at Brown University remains on the run. Fox's C.B. Cotton with the latest from the campus of Brown in Providence, Rhode Island.
Since the shooting, all remaining classes and exams have been canceled and students are free to leave. But the ones that have remained, well, they're being asked to stay vigilant. We are now well past the 48-hour mark since the gunfire, and this manhunt is only intensifying. Investigators releasing new images of the person of interest, described as a man about 5'8", with a stocky build. Investigators say he should be considered armed and dangerous. And even though he's wearing a mask, the FBI has put up a $50,000 reward, hoping someone will recognize him.
The attack left two people dead and nine injured. All of those shot in the attack were students.
Former Alaska governor and vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin loses another round in court versus the New York Times.
Palin's bid for a new libel trial against the Times has been denied by a federal judge who also refused Palin's request to recuse himself. A jury last April for a second time found that the newspaper did not libel Palin in a 2017 editorial. The second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ordered a new trial after the same judge in 2022 said he planned to dismiss the lawsuit while the jury was deliberating. Palin sued the Times after they published an editorial claiming she contributed to an atmosphere of violence before a gunman badly wounded then-Democrat Congresswoman Gabby Giffords while killing six others in Arizona. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A dog that disappeared from home in California 4 years ago is found tied to a fence in Michigan.
It's been nearly 5 years since Choco disappeared from his home in Sacramento. His owners had long ago given up hope of ever seeing him again, but had thought about him often. But then the dog was found tied to a fence at a shelter in Lincoln, Michigan, more than 2,000 miles away, reunited with his owners because they had microchipped him. How he managed his cross-country trek remains a mystery only known to Choco. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We have some heavy traffic right now in the road construction on that narrow ramp from northbound I-235 over onto eastbound K-96. Those traffic those traffic volumes starting to thin out a bit. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Watch out for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy and milder. High 54, southwest wind 5 to 15. A few clouds and 32 tonight. Mostly sunny skies, turning partly cloudy on Wednesday. High 57. A little bit of rain on Thursday morning, then very windy and cooler. High temperature 52. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now we have a mostly cloudy sky. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 16th day of December, 2025. And this is Steve and Ted show number 7077. Today's stray of the day from the Kansas Humane Society is Daniel. And we're teaming up with the Kansas Humane Society to help local pets this season. KHS has a list of items they are requesting. And you can see the full list and today's featured pet, Daniel, on our webpage, our Facebook page. Excuse me, our Facebook page. And thanks to XY and 316 Pet Supplies for supporting the 12 Strays of Christmas. All right, yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 49 degrees. That's 3 degrees above normal. Normal's 46 for the date.
That wind out of the south kind of made it a little cooler.
A little nippy. I was out. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. On this date in 1988, Fairbanks, Alaska, reported record warm temperatures. The high was a balmy 41 degrees, which was 43 degrees above normal.
Mm.
So the normal high for that was what, 2 below? Wow.
Whew.
I'm glad I don't live in Alaska.
Yeah, it's a different place.
It's a whole
different people.
Yeah, whole different state is what it is, yeah. Okay, on this date 252 years ago, in 1773, the Boston Tea Party went down when American colonists boarded a British ship and dumped more than 300 chests of tea overboard to protest tea taxes.
One of the more famous events in our country's young history.
Right. And, of course, they were not just, you know, demonstrating against taxes. Taxes without representation is tyranny, right?
That's what they was one of their big themes.
If you're going to tax me, at least I want to have a say in it, or at least know what's coming.
So, of course, the British were like, hey, you don't get a say, you're a colonist.
Yeah. Well, when they lost here, they began to, the British Empire was beginning to shrink a little bit. I tell you what, I'm reading Atkinson's first book on the independence, and wow, the number of ships that the British had over here, the number of people they had, they should never have lost. We'll just put it that way. Good. Wow.
Yeah, they, at one point, they controlled all of New York Harbor.
They did. I just read about that. They had New York, Long Island.
They had that thing sealed up.
I'm just reading about where the rebels came across into Trenton, New Jersey on Christmas Day. And that happened, you know, in the Great Revolution. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. 8:15 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. Ted?
And it's time to bring in a special guest. Glad to have him here with us. It is Shockerhead men's basketball coach Paul Mills. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Coach.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
You've already estimated us highly more than we needed to by calling us gentlemen.
Gentlemen, thank you. Come on.
Well, you sound like gentlemen.
Coach, once we're into the season now, we're into the meat of things, kind of wrapping up non-conference, and we'll be getting into conference games soon. But, 11 games in, what's your letter grade? Is the team where you want it to be? What needs to be worked on, too?
Well, trust me, every coach in the world wants to be 11-0 after 11 games. So you're never where you want to be. It kind of works that way, but you know, with 12 new guys, I just feel like there's always something to work on. We kind of carved out a niche for us, and we were going to rebound the ball, and we were going to take care of the ball. So from a rebounding perspective, we're top 20 in the country. I think we sit at 16, 17 when I looked this morning. And then we're top 50 in the country at taking care of the ball. So we need to continue to do those things. Our defense right now is ahead of its offense. To be honest, that's one of the things that that's pretty natural in the collegiate game, where defensively guys kind of get a better grasp of things than they do some of the offensive concepts simply because they're systematic challenges that the other teams introduce. But all that to say, we're trending in a good direction, minus some free throw shooting on Saturday. But I do like this team and who we are.
When the new rules, Coach, of the new players coming in, you've got 12 guys who may never have met each other before this year. How do you get that? How do you get those guys into a team mentality where they get to know and trust each other on the floor?
Yeah, it's a great question, but it's done long before you ever get them to campus. I think a lot of this is done through the recruiting and the vetting process. Like, you have to, they're already hardwired. You're not undoing 18 years of however it is that they were raised in the environments that they were around. Some of these guys were on other teams. What you try to find are guys that come from programs where they're used to winning. You know, that's obviously the case at Purdue with Will Berg, played in a national championship game. Kenyon Giles is a guy who was on a team that won 20 games. Caron Boyd, 20 games. Michael Gray, 20 games. So the guys that we bring in, we know that, you know what, they've experienced winning. They understand what a winning locker room looks like. They understand what the habits look like. So we don't get these guys for 4 years anymore. And the truth is from a development standpoint, yes, we can get you better, but we really have to figure out the mentality and your mindset long before you ever get to campus. So it's not anything that's done as in previous years where you had older guys who could let the younger players know the culture and go through that process. So we have to do a great job on the front end of just vetting people, their families, the character of the kids, and feel like our staff has done a tremendous job at that.
We're talking with Wichita State men's basketball coach Paul Mills this morning. Coach, you played 3 games in 3 days during the Thanksgiving period. Now here you've got a stretch here with 3 games in 9 days at home. Kind of mimicking some of the scheduling things you'll have to go through once you get into the grind of conference play and learning to adjust and get ready for the next opponent pretty quickly.
Yeah, and you know, whether it's, you know what, you won and you experience the high of winning or you experience a disappointment, you have to turn the page pretty quickly. And so you just have to figure out, like, what are the things that we need to do on that particular day in order to propel ourselves forward. So I think there's mental days, there's physical days. You know, the good news right now for me as a basketball coach is these guys do not have school, so they can kind of make sure that their focus is in the right place. And as, you know, we get these last 2 games in order to prepare for conference, it is that they've probably seen a lot of different things. You know, we've seen zone, we've seen box and one, we've seen teams simply just try to take different ball screen coverages and mix it up with different guys. So you're just hoping that the library of knowledge that gets accrued during these first 13 non-conference games can really help you, especially, again, with a bunch of new guys, know how to navigate the conference moving forward.
And you get a nice week and a half break between pre-Christmas and New Year's Eve between games. So I'm sure some guys get a little bit of a chance to go home, and other guys will stay here and keep on the court and busy. But I know you have things for them over the holidays that can you know, keep them occupied, keep them like family that time of year, and then get into conference play after that.
Yeah, you know, it's good for these guys to get home, you know, and to be with their families. It's a special time of year, Christmas. But I will tell you that from a coach's perspective, like, there's no stopping. It's you have to prepare for the next game. You got to plan for the next practice. You have to have the individual meetings, not only with the players, but with their families. So it's nonstop for us, but I am happy for players that they do get a break.
Pretty nice deal, and we're 11 games in. Shocks are 6-5, and looking forward to a couple more games coming up this week before the weekend is out. Coach, we won't talk to you before Christmas, so we wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. And this team is really coming along. We're looking forward to seeing them and see how they develop in the next few
Good
months.
Good luck to you. You bet.
Steve, Ted, Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Coach. That is Wichita State men's basketball coach Paul Mills with us today here on KNSS. Just real quickly, we mentioned the Shocker women are home today at 11 a.m. at Coke Arena for School Kids Day against Oral Roberts, so you can check that out. The Newman men and women are home. Women at 1 o'clock, men to follow at 3 o'clock if you want to go see the Newman Jets play today. And KU plays tonight, 17th-ranked Kansas hosting Towson up in Lawrence for an 8 o'clock tip-off. Jayhawks are a 17.5-point favorite in that one in Lawrence tonight, so that's good stuff. That's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a cocktail Christmas menu. Dazzle your date with the stockings and snowfall, make merry with a mistletoe mint, or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. Christmas cocktail menu, it's now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. When do you listen to Lessons of History? That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Tuesday morning, 27 degrees. A Harvey County jury has found a 63-year-old Newton man guilty on 8 counts of child sex crimes, including rape and indecent liberties. These crimes involve victims younger than 14. Specifically, the jury convicted James Everett on 4 counts of rape, 2 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child, and 2 counts of aggravated criminal sodomy. The Harvey County Attorney's Office says Everett faces a life sentence with a minimum of 25 years in prison on each count, lifetime post-release supervision, and lifetime registration as a sex offender. Everett's sentencing is set for February 13th. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will discuss changes to Douglas Street. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
The Douglas Street redesign, which is the road diet on Douglas. And again, that was not my vision or my plan, but I believe the city has much more pressing street issues that should be addressed first. So I really just want to hear from the community.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A Republican New York City councilwoman is calling for the expulsion of Muslims following the terrorist attack on Australia's Bondi Beach.
Vicky Palladino is getting pushback for her remarks made on social media, taking down the posts after outrage from other local officials, including Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani, who is a Muslim. He is calling the comments Islamophobic. City Controller Brad Lander is calling for Palladino to be censured. Palladino says the reaction is an attack on her First Amendment rights. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The FDA says the big retailers didn't act fast enough to pull products from shelves during an outbreak of botulism linked to baby formula.
The FDA has sent letters to Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons saying the companies continued to sell ByHeart infant formula for days or weeks despite a recall issued November 11th of all products. More than 50 babies in 19 states have gotten sick, but there have been no deaths. The formula was found at Target stores in 20 states well after the recall began. The FDA says the companies failed to provide it with evidence that corrective actions have been put in place despite multiple requests. Walmart says no ByHeart formula was sold after the recall. Albertson says the company worked closely with suppliers and regulators to remove the products from stores. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The Trump administration has launched a new website, MerryChristmas.gov.
It's designed to celebrate the federal government's contributions that have helped weave the fabric of the nation. Its first posting celebrating the Works Progress Administration's poster program during the Great Depression to cultivate encouraging messages amid the strife. The website will also offer additional government highlights every day through Christmas, posting, "Consider it a small holiday reminder of what America can build together." Earlier this month, the White House posted on social media the president had declared, "We're saying Merry Christmas again." Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Steve, 10 in the morning, and we have a special guest in the studio, 12 News. Michael Schwenke's with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. The question that I think everybody always wanted to know is, how much money do you make? Is it a lot? No, and we were talking a minute ago, and you'd say you're from Colby, huh?
From Colby, Kansas.
Okay.
And well, that's where it's really cold.
Really cold.
Yeah.
It's long, right. Boring drive-through country out there in Colby.
Well, and you got here to Wichita, though, huh?
And I got up early in the morning just for you.
Well,
Steve.
And you keep late hours, so this is really something. Huh?
That's how special you are.
Okay.
Did you know there's some toilet paper on your shoe over there?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
But, hey, listen, thanks. You're in here to do a piece for the TV then, huh?
Yeah, we're here to profile you. You deserve it.
Well, now we're profiling you.
And I just
you.
Heard, listening, coming here, how many shows? 7,000 what?
7,077.
No, we just wanted to pay tribute to you.
Okay.
And
okay.
You've just been part of Wichita for so long and just want to really...
I'm just like the big ditch.
We rename you too? Or?
Yeah, there you go. So what's it like working with a dog on the set?
Well, the dog is the biggest star.
Of course. Yeah.
That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the dog. They may not know our names, but they know the dog.
Ross Jansen's, is it a weather dog? I mean, do you send it outside and it comes back in wet? Do you know it's raining? Or
yes, I think it just sleeps in the studio there. Mainly.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us this morning. We're going to go ahead and do our show if you don't mind.
Big congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Steve's Head of the Morning, KNSS, 8:49 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will hold second reading on sales tax vote ordinance today.
Two.
One person dead after a house fire in Hutchinson.
One.
Son is arrested after actor-director Rob Reiner and wife Michelle found dead in their California home. Three big things, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
The traffic volume's pretty light right now. Looking at the traffic cameras, the traffic conditions looking fairly good in Wichita at the moment. We do have a little bit of a slowdown on the turnpike northbound, and this is just a little ways north and east of the Wichita area, not too far away from that Webb Road entrance there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Axe Network Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Patchy fog and partly sunny today with a high of 51 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 31. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 54 degrees. Now mostly cloudy. South wind at 8 miles per hour. 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Trading underway on Wall Street now. The Dow is down by nearly 43 points. S&P down 8, and the NASDAQ is off by just about 5 points. New Aviation Research Hub at WSU, Wichita Business Journal update now with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The National Institute for Aviation Research unveiled its $62 million hub for advanced manufacturing research on Monday. The 160,000-square-foot facility was funded in part by a $26 million grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration. HAMR will house the most expansive collection of additive and advanced manufacturing equipment in the nation, NIAR Executive Director John Tomlin told the Business Journal. It's expected to open in January. Tomlin was joined Monday by U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, Kansas Senator Jerry Moran, and 4th District Congressman Ron Estes. A former Wichita high school is being converted into workforce housing a decade after it was shut down. Metro Meridian at 301 South Meridian was an alternative high school built in the 1920s, but now it's being turned into 32 multifamily units with 24 one-bedroom units and 8 two-bedroom units. The developer is 301 Meridian Partners, tied to NAI Martin's senior VP Jeff Englert. The developer has requested incentives from the city through its Industrial Revenue Bonds program, a financing mechanism that is used to secure tax break incentives and does not require an upfront taxpayer commitment. City Council will decide that today. And the Kansas Chapter for Certified Commercial Investment members, along with Wichita State Center for Real Estate, has honored Wichita developer Johnny Stevens with their Lifetime Achievement Award. Stevens has developed or redeveloped about 7 million square feet of industrial space throughout the country and owns or operates more than 3 million square feet of manufacturing and warehouse space. Some of his local development includes the Air Capital Flightline, Willow Bend Golf Club, and turning the Kansas Coliseum into an aircraft testing and research center for NIAR. Local breaking business news on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
Kirk, I don't want to upset you, but we have Michael Schwanke from 12 News in the studio right now. And I asked him if anything you said would be interesting to the TV audience, and he said no. So we're not going to have to put you on camera or anything, okay?
What does he know? He's a TV guy.
Well,
Some of them are pretty good people, wouldn't you think? Yeah. All right, but so today is, I know it's one of your favorite days. It is mine, Stupid Toy Day. now, Ted, we were saying, it says Mr. Potato Head here, and I think that's a fairly intellectual toy.
I agree. Right?
Yeah. But they also got Beanie Babies, the Pet Rock, and how about...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
About slinkies. You ever have a slinky when you were growing up, Seminoff?
Yeah, but didn't have stairs. We had a ranch house, so you couldn't take advantage of the slinky gravity thing.
That's the only thing it does. Yeah. It goes down the stairs. And you had no stairs?
No.
Doesn't do much on a shag carpet.
Mm. Yep.
I bet you were a big fan of the electric football game.
Oh, yeah.
And wait, how would you actually play that? Because you had the players, and you hit the button, they vibrated all in every directions. You couldn't throw a pass. And at the end of the play, you had to go back and line them all up again.
Yeah, the fun was setting them up for a big play, and then, you know, it all goes to hell once you turn it on.
Yeah.
So it's just like soccer football.
Yeah. No field goals, no forward passes, nothing, huh? All right, Stupid Toy Day. Can you think of any stupid toys you had other than that Barbie you were so fond of?
Oh, you're asking me.
Never mind.
The Nerf hoop. I enjoyed the Nerf hoop.
The Nerf hoop.
That was stupid, though.
Was there a Nerf hoop? What does that do?
Nerf basketball hoop. Basketball? Yeah.
Oh, the Nerf basketball hoop. Okay. Very good. Well, anyway, find something to celebrate on Stupid Toy Day, and we will join you again tomorrow morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And just about out of time for another day, Ted. Steve and Ted show number 7,077.
7077.
That's exactly
the odometer's turning over.
And coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program this morning. And top of the hour, we have your news, including the Wichita City Council holding second reading on the tax vote ordinance. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. The Odyssey app. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show, and news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.